This is the Inside Track. We're at the 34 Raceways Car Show. We caught up here with hobby stock driver Ed Wyrick from Burlington. Ed, thanks for talking with us. We just got done talking to a guy that very first year in a hobby stock class and didn't, you know, just getting started with his car, just getting started with everything. You just telling me here you've had this hobby stock for 8 years, so quite a difference between talking with him, talking with you. Like you said, you know every bolt on this thing.
Oh, yeah. Know everything about this car.
Tell us a little bit about it.
79 Monte Carlo. Yeah, that's all I can actually remember.
So did you actually have it when it was just a street car?
Yeah.
So you drove it?
No.
You never drove it as a street car, but bought it as a street car?
Bought it right out of a junkyard.
Just, you know, the hobby stock class, you know, I didn't talk about this with Don there, but it's a challenge to build a hobby stock car because, you know, if you total one, it's not like a late model where you just go out there and grab a car and, you know, got another tube chassis and you throw a body on it and get one put back together. I mean, you start off with a street car, you got to strip the thing down. You got to, a lot of stuff has to be removed and you start all over again, put it back together. How long would it take you if I handed you a stock car just like this one and you didn't have to go to work, you didn't have to do nothing, you could just work on it every day, Ed? How long do you think it'd take you to build a hobby stock car?
With all the parts, probably a week or two.
Still take a week or two, though, wouldn't it? So, boy, there's no way if a guy doesn't have a car or a guy's got a car and let's say it has a rollover or something, totals one out, you just about, if you want to race it next week, you're going to have to go buy one.
Oh, if it's something like that.
You get her done?
We get her done. We get it done.
It'd be a lot of work, though, wouldn't it? Hopefully, you better not have to work that week.
No. Nope. It's fun sport.
Tell us a little bit about how much you raced last season, how last season went, and what you got planned this year.
Well, I got tied for eighth with Chad Krogmeyer at 34's points. It's a blast. It's challenging. I don't have the money like what some of the drivers do.
And I just down there, I can't remember who I was talking to, but you know, to win a championship in a class, you got to have top fives. And I'm telling you, I don't care what class it is, it doesn't take much for a guy to be fourth out there, running third or fourth, to the next thing you know, you're running seventh or eighth or ninth or tenth. It can just take a small mistake, and either but that you did or somebody else did to you, and a top five can go away pretty fast.
Yeah, I've got top fives in heat races, if that counts for anything, but normally see them passing me in the features. Didn't have a good motor last year.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, you got to get it's a growing process. You got to get top fives in heat races and then have that goal as a top 10 for features and then finally get to those top. It's not, I don't care what class it is. I mean, you've seen it too, Ed. I don't care what class it is out there, how many people jump in a car and have instant success. It doesn't happen.
No. I just had a motor last year. Someone owed me money. I grabbed the motor, said, let's go racing.
Who do you got as far as pit crew?
Spencer, McGinnity, Garrett, Chris, Mitch, Sam. There's a couple others I don't remember. Mom and Dad, or Dad mainly.
Who you have for sponsors on your car?
Danville State Bank, Roberts Tire, Rascals of Burlington, Sunset Transmission, Napoli's Pizza, Fur, Feathers, and More, Pet Store, Advanced Chiropractic, Rock Crazy, he does headstones and that and out of Wapello.
Ed Wyrick, thanks for talking with us for a few minutes here today on the Inside Track, and we wish you the best of luck this season in the hobby stock class.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.